Good morning. If you are listening to this program, you have lived another year of life, and we're thankful that you're back with us as we enter into this new year that the Lord has given us of 2019. I was looking back over the programs. We first brought the Let the Bible Speak program to this community in November 11th, 2017. And by God's grace, we have been able to live another year. We've been on for a little over a year. We thank the radio station for producing this each week. We thank the Warfield Boulevard Church and its supporters who monetarily support this program and listen with their support in following along. And you in the community, we're thankful that you're interested in spiritual things, and we hope that we can continue to bring the Let the Bible Speak program to you. The first edition of the program was entitled Let the Bible Speak. I explained what the program was about in that each week we want to bring a Bible topic to our attention and let God's Word speak to the matter. There are a lot of different voices in the world saying all different kinds of things, and we want to let the Bible speak. We appreciate your support. We appreciate you tuning in and listening, and tell your friends about it. And come visit us sometime at the Warfield Boulevard Church of Christ. If you have learned and benefited from this program, we hope that you would even benefit more by coming and worshiping God with us. We would love to have you. We meet at 290 Warfield Boulevard in Clarksville, Tennessee. If you want to give us a call, you can call us at 931-647-1324. That's 931-647-1324. If you'd like to set up a Bible study or a visit, I'd be glad to come study with you, visit with you in your home or a place that's convenient to you. Please contact me. If you have a Bible topic that you would like for me to discuss on the program, please call and leave a message, or leave a message with the radio station. They'd be glad to give that to me. Or you can visit us at our website, wbcoc.org. That's wbcoc.org. We meet Sunday mornings at 9:30 for Bible study, 10:30 a.m. for worship service, Sunday evening at 6 p.m. and Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. for another period of Bible study. We'd love to have you come be with us. This morning, I want to talk about some New Year reminders, looking back. A lot of times at this time of the year, we're looking forward. Maybe we've already been making plans. We're looking ahead. But I want to take a moment to look back, and in particular, look back with regard to our relationship with God and His Son, Jesus Christ. So thank you for tuning in and joining us this morning. Let's look at some New Year reminders. We've been blessed with 2018. There have been a lot of things that have gone on, good and bad. And we look back over that year, and God has given us another year. We look forward to the year to come. What is our relationship with God? That's what's most important, and that's what I'd like for us to consider this morning on the program. Let's look at a few New Year reminders. First of all, I think it would be good for us to remember that God is our Creator, and He's the one that makes each year. The years do not come and go just simply by random natural law or random process, purely natural laws. But God makes the day, the week, the month, the year. And He keeps that going. And He's done that since the very beginning of time when He created all things and put the sun in the sky for us, and the moon, and the planets, and the stars. And we read in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 14. What did God do on the fourth day of creation? And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. And he made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, a fourth day. Then even after the flood of Noah's day in Genesis chapter 8, when they come out of the ark, God reminds them in Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. God makes the seasons, and he makes the years. And we need to thank him for last year and the years before. We need to thank him for the beginning and the prospect of this new year. It doesn't happen just simply by a random process, but God set that in motion, and he continues that. He upholds that. So thank you, Lord, for a new year. And we hope that we will use it to your glory and your service. We're here. We've had another 365 days because you have designed that and you have made that. And we're grateful for that. A second reminder would be that God is not only our creator and he makes each year, but God is our sustainer. And he crowns the year with goodness. Turn with me to Psalm chapter 65 and verse 11. Psalm chapter 65 and verse 11. We live each day and move and have our very being. That's what Paul said in Athens in Acts chapter 17 and verse 28. Because God upholds us. He sustains us. He provides rain and fruitful seasons. He takes care of us. And in Psalm 65 and verse 11, if you'll read with me, you crown the year with your goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the hills are girded with joy. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing. Earlier, if you look at this chapter, it's a psalm about God's abundant favor both to the earth and to mankind. It starts with verse 1, praise waits for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. And he goes on down and talks about all of the things that he's done for man and for his creation. You start in verse 8, you make the goings of the morning. Verse 9, you visit the earth. Verse 10, you water its furrows. Verse 11, you crown the year with goodness, and so forth. All of the good things that God does for man and his creation. All good things come down from heaven, James says. James chapter 1, verse 17. If there's bad on the earth, it's because of sin and man and the problems that man causes. God, when he made everything in the very beginning, everything was good. Everything was very good. And he crowns the year with goodness. He wants good for man, for you and I. Let's not use what God gives us for evil. And so not only is he our creator, but he's also our sustainer. And it's on a daily basis. God is not up in heaven asleep and so far off that he doesn't know anything about us. There was a belief many years ago, and I'm sure some still hold this view. It was called deism, that said there is a God, but he's not active in his universe. He made it, and it's as if he wound it up like a clock, and it runs on its own, and he walked away, and he has nothing to do with it since making it. But that's just not true. It's a very involved, hands-on sustaining of his creation. Look at Psalm 65, verse 8. they also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid of thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. It's every day that God has his hand in sustaining his world. And it would be good for us to remember that as we enter into this new year. A third thing that would be good for us to remember is that God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to come into the world to save sinners. And people may not realize it, but they speak of Jesus' presence when maybe they don't realize they're doing that. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15, faithful is the saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief, Paul says. God sent his Son to save sinners into the world. And when he came into the world and was born into the world, from that time forth we have reckoned our years based upon the coming of Jesus Christ. Every time you read or say A.D. 2019 or 2019 A.D., A.D. is from the Latin Anno Domini, meaning year of our Lord. And it's a testimony to the coming of Jesus Christ. In fact, many unbelievers, they don't want to use A.D. They use C.E., common era. But it has long been a tradition and understanding that our years are based upon and reckoned from the coming of Jesus Christ. Our modern calendar is based upon that. And so the year of the coming of our Lord, A.D. 2019. Jesus came at a time to save sinners. And we're reminded of that each year. And hopefully we have obeyed his gospel. And if we have not, let's do that. And if we don't know what we need to do, let's sit down and study together with an open mind and open Bible. I'd be glad to come do that with you so that you can know how to be saved from sin. Jesus Christ came to save us as sinners. Let's learn what that is and let's follow him. In 2019 A.D., or the year of our Lord, will it be the year that we turn to our Lord and obey him? I hope so. So it's a good reminder that each year is a reminder of the coming of Jesus Christ. You think about what our world, how different our world would be without the coming of Jesus Christ and his recorded word in the scripture. How different this world would be. Number four, I think it would be good to remind ourselves that each year is the acceptable year of the Lord. It's the year that the Lord's favor is shown to save you and me. Turn with me to Luke chapter 4 when Jesus was in the synagogue in Nazareth where he was brought up. It was handed to him. It was a custom to read from the scripture as a part of their synagogue service. And Jesus read from the prophet Isaiah in Luke chapter 4 and verse 18 and 19, if you want to turn with me there. And he makes a statement that I would like to focus in on with regard to the word year. We're thinking about this year. Each year is the acceptable year of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Luke 4:18, Jesus reading from the scroll of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He hath sent me to proclaim release to the captives, and to recover of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. What does that mean? To proclaim the Lord's favor. That this is the year that the Lord wants man saved. He sent Jesus to save mankind. And this is the year that God wants man to be saved. It reminds me of Paul's statement in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Today is the day of salvation. Isaiah, and Jesus quoting Isaiah, may have also had in mind a chapter of scripture back in Leviticus chapter 25, where on the 50th year, slaves were to be released and they could go back and be with their family. They could be freed. Verse 10, and you shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land. By the way, that scripture is quoted on the Liberty Bell. And proclaim liberty throughout the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and you shall return every man unto his possession, and you shall return every man unto his family. A jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. Proclaim liberty throughout the land. Spiritually speaking, it's the year of liberty, to be freed from sin. And you can do that. You can do that this year. Maybe you've never done that before. Maybe years have gone by and you have not Consider that. You've not been interested in that. Let 2019 be the acceptable year of the Lord that you turn to Him. Will you use 2019 to come and assemble with other Christians to worship God? Will you use 2019 as the year to learn more of His Word and dig into your Bible more, read your Bible more? Get on a regular reading plan where you learn and grow and study and dig in. Will you use 2019 to tell others about Jesus Christ? Will you use 2019 to do more of His work, to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord? 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Will you use 2019 to follow Jesus more closely than you have in the past? Maybe in the past it's been sort of a general idea of Jesus and a general goodness about your life, but you did not completely commit and dedicate yourself to Him in obedience to Him. To believe that He is the Christ, to confess that He is the Christ, to repent of your sins, to be baptized for the remission of your sins, Acts 2:38. To live faithfully for Him each day. We're going to use 2019. Will you use it to follow Him more closely than you have in the past? A lot of people, I believe, have a general good idea of being religious. They might go to a church service now and then. They might pick up their Bible now and then. They might pray now and then. But will you use 2019 to follow Jesus more closely than that? To be more committed, more dedicated, more obedient? Jesus came to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. The year that the Lord wants people to be freed from sin. Will you do that this year? God can't force you. He invites you. And we hope that this year you'll take Him up on that invitation. We're looking at some New Year reminders. As we look forward, let's take a moment to look back. As we make our plans for 2019, let's base that on looking back over some important reminders about God and our relationship with Him. Let's look at a fifth reminder. God stays the same year after year. The God that you need to be serving in 2019 is the same God as last year and the year before and the year before. And if we're blessed to live all the way through this year and then 2020 comes, God will be the same. He's not fickle. He's not all over the map. He's not constantly changing and modifying. He is constant. God said in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6, I am Jehovah, I change not. Talking about His character, His nature. And so when you read about God in your Bible, that message, if you're reading the New Testament, for example, that message is some 2,000 years old. You're reading about the same God today as Jesus spoke of Him, as Paul spoke of Him, as Peter spoke of Him, as John spoke of Him. And when you read in your Old Testament, which is some 3,500 years old, you're reading about a God who is exactly the same today. He rewards obedience. He punishes disobedience. The things that He says in His Word that He loves, He still loves those things. The things that He says in His Word, like in Proverbs chapter 6, the seven things that He hates, He still hates those things. His nature is the same. The Proverb writer says in Proverbs 6 and verse 16, for example, there are six things which Jehovah hates, yea, seven which are an abomination unto Him. Haughty eyes, there's your pride, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, and people do that all the time with abortion, for example, a heart that devises wicked purposes, feet that are swift in running to mischief, a false witness that others lies, and he that sows discord among brethren. Those seven things, God still hates that today, as He did when the proverb writer spoke that long ago. His nature is the same. And that can be a comforting thought, that God does not change. It can also be a solemn warning that we're dealing with the same God. It's on the pages of our Bible. We're dealing with that same God today. In Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 12, speaking of Jesus, He is God. The writer of Hebrews in chapter 1 is making an argument that He is deity like His Father is. The Father and the Son have the same nature, the same deity. And verse 3, Jesus is the very image of God's substance. They're both deity. And speaking of Jesus in Hebrews 1:12, as a mantle shalt thou roll them up, as a garment, and they shall be changed. Talking about the physical creation around us. One day it's going to be gone. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Toward the end of the book of Hebrews, in Hebrews chapter 13, Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. And then in the very next verse, the Hebrew writer says in verse 9, be not carried away by divers and strange teachings. There's going to be all kinds of man-made teachings every year. Opinions, theories, beliefs, ideas. Don't be carried away by all of that. Stay with the teaching of Jesus Christ. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the covenant that we are under, the new covenant, the New Testament, it has not been revised. It has not been revamped. It has not been amended. It is the same. In fact, in the same chapter, in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 20, Jesus is described as the great shepherd of the sheep with the blood of an eternal covenant, even our Lord Jesus. When He laid that covenant down and He died on the cross to inaugurate that New Testament covenant, it lasts all the way until today and until He comes again. He shed His blood, and it was the blood of an eternal covenant. There are no latter-day revelations. Our Mormon friends are mistaken about that. Our Muslim friends are mistaken about that. There are individuals who come along and say, well, God has given us latter-day revelations. No, God has not changed in that regard. Once He laid down that new covenant, that has been His final covenant. And so His nature is the same, and His new covenant is the same. And so that gives us some comfort and consolation that we're dealing with a fixed, loving God but it also is a solemn warning that we're going to face the same God that people have faced many, many years ago. We will face that same God. He does not change with years. He doesn't grow soft as each year goes by. He doesn't get forgetful. He doesn't lose his mind, you see. He doesn't go off and do things he shouldn't do because he's getting older. No, his character is the same. And it's a good thing to remember as we enter into a new year. Another reminder would be that we are dependent upon the Lord's will. James says that we will live and do this or that if the Lord will. James 4, 13 through 16. If God's providential will is that we live another year, it's not just about us. It's not just about our own health or what we can do or cannot do. It's if the Lord wills. We're in His hands, friends, and we need to remember that. We're dependent upon Him. We need to be following Him. We need to be praying to Him. We need to be obeying Him because we're all in His hands. Another reminder is that God was long-suffering last year. He's long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3, 8 and 9. He did not send His Son last year in 2018, and that shows His long-suffering. But this year may be the year that He does send His Son. Are you ready to face Him in judgment and in eternity? If not, we need to make a change. God was long-suffering last year. This year may be the year where that long-suffering terminates. We need to be ready. And then, we need to think about this reminder, that God has a year that He has set to judge mankind. When God came in judgment on Rome, in Revelation chapter 9 and verse 15, there was a year in which He chose to begin that judgment. Revelation, the book of Revelation is really not that difficult. It's challenging, but it's not difficult like some make it. It deals with God's judgment on Rome and His protection of Christians throughout that persecution. And in Revelation chapter 9 and verse 15, the four angels were loosed that had been prepared for the hour and a day and a month and a year that they should kill the third part of men. There was a specific time that God had in mind to begin that judgment on Rome. And He has that same in mind to judge all mankind when He sends Jesus again. And then finally, how did you spend your last year? How did you spend 2018? Was it in well-pleasing service to God? Was it in murmuring against God or disobeying Him? Was it in properly walking with God? Was it in growing toward God? You know, a good indication of how we might spend 2019 is how we spent 2018. If we didn't spend it right, we might not spend this year right. If we spend it in obedience, we might spend this year in obedience. Can we encourage you? Can I encourage you to serve God in 2019? Can I help you to do that? If so, come join us. Come study together. Thank you for joining us on the program and have a good day.